Christine Drazen joins me now. Christine, now I came across this statistic and it shocked me, and I thought I had seen it all. But last year, Mexico City had a lower homicide rate per capita than Portland, Oregon. So how do voters keep validating that type of leadership in this climate?
Well, here's the thing. It's not uncomfortably close for Oregonians. Oregonians are reaching for change because it's not good enough. There is no universe in which the murder rate in Portland should be close to the murder rate in Mexico City. And Oregonians are done. They are done with it. They're done with the excuses. They're done with the poor leadership. They're done with single-party control. There is no amount of spin that can cover up what it's like right now in our urban centers and across our state. Oregonians deserve better, and they're demanding better.
Yeah, I mean, every time I look at sort of the news, you know, cycle for Oregon now, it has something to do with some horrific crimes that are taking place.
Yeah.
Like this morning, it was a guy with wielding some type of weapon. I guess he had a rifle trying to set fire to Mercedes. The police had to, you know, shoot at him to try to stop this because they were worried about explosions. This is at 8:52 in the morning. And yet you got Elizabeth Warren out there, you know, making a pitch to voters for your opponent. Watch this.
Everything is on the line. Our reproductive rights, our health care, the needs of working families, and our democracy itself. And that is why it is so important to elect Tina Kotek. Please get that ballot in and vote for Tina Kotek for Oregon governor. Let's get this done.
Abortion and democracy. No wonder Eastern Oregon wants to secede to Idaho with that pitch.
It's tone deaf. It is tone deaf. You have to be completely oblivious to what life is like in Oregon to come here and make a national D.C. elite pitch to Oregon voters right now is completely tone deaf. Oregonians across our state are talking about kitchen table issues, the things that actually affect real people. Inflation, rising costs, rising crime, lower quality of life across our state, and certainly education standards that have plummeted under Democrat leadership. My opponent, Tina Kotek, has been in charge. She has linked arms with Governor Kate Brown in these last 6 years and has driven our beautiful state, our great state of Oregon, into the ditch. And Oregonians themselves are demanding better. The fact that Good Morning America would view it as dangerously close is laughable.
Uncomfortably
Oregonians
close.
Deserve better, and our chance to turn this around is tomorrow.
Yeah, uncomfortably close. Yes or no? Will that ballot measure pushing for strict gun control pass? Yes or no?
I say no.
Well, that's the only one of its kind in the country, and a very odd response to the crime rate going up in your state. Christine, we are very proud of this campaign you ran, and we're going to be watching this race very closely tomorrow night. Best of luck to you. Thank you.